Gail Trotter is with us right now, tax attorney, political analyst, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, and is co-founder of Schaefer & Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C. that advises entrepreneurs and small businesses. Gail, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Wonderful to be with you, Bill.
Hey, a lot of excitement there on the Beltway. We're 2 days away, and the town is buzzing, dare I say.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I'm downtown for a meeting right now by Capitol Hill, and all of the parking spaces are gone in preparation for the inauguration. And there are so many officers out here of every variety, Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, and the town is just buzzing.
Wow. Well, Gail, did you get your hands on any of those tickets that those Democratic congressmen said, hey, they're not going to attend the inauguration? And I know everybody's trying to get their hands on those extra tickets.
That's right. I loved how President-elect Donald Trump said that he was happy to take those tickets of the Democrats who are not interested in attending because there are so many people who want to come who haven't been able to get the tickets. So it was a great rejoinder.
Well, you know, and I mean, we've got a band that did a crowdfunding event that wasn't, you know, it was going to be hard pressed for them to come. And they went on O'Reilly and raised a ton of flipping money. I mean, well, last I heard, it was over $500,000 that they raised, and all they needed was 70. So this is going to be a real boon to them. And what they're going to be able, I think Charles Krautheimer said, you know, what they're going to be able to tell their grandkids to say, hey, we were there. You know, I was there when President Trump got sworn in. I mean, what an honor and privilege. And the way it's being thrown about, I believe, by leaders of our country, you know, congressmen, how they're disrespecting. And interestingly enough, I mean, not one Republican, is it?
Right. And they are sore losers. I mean, that's the whole beauty of the founding of this country, is that we have the ability to choose our leaders, to not have it by heredity or by birth or by, you know, sheer military power. We, the people, have the ability to elect our leaders. So every single congressman and senator should be at the inaugural to usher in this peaceful transition of power from one party to the other. And unfortunately, it reflects very poorly on the Democratic Party that they want to take their bat and go home, as they are so wont to do.
Well, how do you ignore, you know, just an honored tradition like this, Gail? I mean, you know, again, I think that at times I've heard words and actions spoken, let's just say, for lack of a better word, by the opposition, because they seem to be rather opposed to what a majority of Americans would feel about their government. And they're in contradiction to the, you know, to the sentiments of people. It's like, look at, hey, we had an election for the, you know, I think most people are willing to accept that it was a fair election. You know, they still want to talk about, you know, about Putin's possibility and the Russians, you know, mingling and all that sort of thing. But, you know, there's really nothing that can be concretely said about this. I mean, it's gone from, oh, most definitely, to where now the intelligence community is saying, well, there's a model, there's a pattern here that suggests. Well, that's not due process, as you know, Gail. And I think the Republicans certainly need to get behind saying, look, we're going to look behind. We're going to do a bipartisan investigation of this and kind of, you know, shut down some of the sentiment, or at least put it in its proper perspective, as opposed to letting, you know, people just talk about in terms of whether or not Donald Trump's presidency is legitimate because of the supposed intervention of Vladimir Putin.
That's right. And the left and the people who want to delegitimize Donald Trump's election want to make John Podesta's email synonymous with Russian hacking. But I think it's so important to note, and you know this well, that no one has denied the content of what was in these emails. And if you want to talk about an illegitimate candidacy, it would be Hillary Clinton's, because these emails showed what was going on in the Democratic National Committee, to the point where Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to step down. Donna Brazile was called out for giving Hillary Clinton's campaign some of the questions in the Democratic debates. This had nothing to do with the Republican Party. And when we look at that, the illegitimate candidate was truly Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination, because she muscled Bernie Sanders out of the way in an unfair, unsportsmanlike way.
Exactly. And Gail, what's kind of being amiss here is James O'Keefe's video from Veritas catching those Democratic operatives saying, hey, look, we've been busing people for 50 people, for 50 years. We're not about to stop now. What does that tell you?
Right. When you think about how much there has been an effort to say that Donald Trump and his supporters are terrible and fascist, and, you know, you come up with the name calling that you want to ascribe to them. But you look at the actual reporting that's done by James O'Keefe, who's a very brave man, who goes out there and actually infiltrates these organizations, and they don't deny it. The truth is that the type of, rioting and violence that is advocated by some on the left is really deleterious to our democratic system. And those are the people that we truly need to be concerned about.
Well, at a time when this country, as we've been saying on this show, Gail, is in need of all hands on deck. We need everybody, to do some heavy lifting here, in order to get this country back on track. And I would say this is a bipartisan effort. And to have people checking out, I don't know what the constituency, I mean, I do know, they should be on the phone right now yelling at their representative saying, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think that is the beauty of Donald Trump. I'm a strong conservative, and I have very strong conservative policy ideas that I would like to be implemented at the federal government level. But Donald Trump's interesting because he was able to pull a lot of Democrats to his side, and that bipartisanship should be the path forward.
Well, the people need to speak up. That's what this country is all about. That's what our Constitution is all about. It says a government of, for, and by we the people. It doesn't say of, for, and by the elites. It's what it's become because we the people checked out. And I'm saying, look it, you checked in. That was clear. You did stand up and say something this past election. And you need to keep talking. You need to keep holding them accountable, and especially your representatives who are not going to attend the peaceful transition of power in Washington, D.C. for this inauguration. Shame on them. Gail Trotter, and we've got more from Gail Trotter right after this. Stay with us, America, just about. Gail Trotter is with us, tax attorney, political analyst, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, and co-founder and Schaefer of Trotter, PLC. Well, Gail, it has been a wild Mr. Toad ride for 8 years, the things that the president has said and the things that he's done. And, of course, here in the waning days, it really, I guess you could say, hit the fan with his announcement that Chelsea Manning is getting a get-out-of-jail card.
That is such a great song that you just played. I was driving past the Naval Observatory today where the vice president lives and just thought they're 2 days before that house is vacated and Mike Pence will be there. But yes, when you think about the things that Barack Obama is doing in his last couple of days in office, he said he was for decreasing gun violence in the United States, and yet he's commuted the sentences of violent felons. And he talks about hacking and the dangers of hacking, in particular in relation to the election. And yet he's commuted the sentence of our number one hacker who gave information to WikiLeaks and to the Russians. So it just shows that there are a lot of things going on that have nothing to do with President Barack Obama's public statements. But everyone should just be astonished that that total disregard for the lives of our servicemen and servicewomen overseas in this commutation that President Barack Obama has structured is just should be on the top of everyone's mind right now.
I mean, to go from where, Manning should have received the death penalty for, the egregious amount, the overwhelming amount of information, and I don't know that they proved this specifically or if they just said, hey, this body is so filled with cancer, we're just going to sew it back up. There's no need to go further in this. But there are many military experts that believe this passionately, Gail, that the information that was released by then Bradley Manning not only put our soldiers overseas in harm's way, but we're very well responsible for the deaths of some soldiers.
Right, and he was eligible for a sentence or a term of over 130 years. Mm-hmm. So that was what the statute said, that his crimes made him eligible for that type, that level of punishment, and he received about 30 years. And yet here, President Obama is releasing him and taking the bulk of the punishment, not only that he was eligible for, but also that he received away from him. So not only is it manifestly unjust, the treatment of Manning himself, but also what a sign that gives. Part of criminal process is to deter bad behavior by other people. So what kind of a sign is that sending out to people who would want to follow Manning's suit, and the kind of pressure that outside bad actors are going to put on Americans who have access to this kind of information? It is devastating.
And, of course, right behind it, people are saying, is Bo Bergdahl next?
Right, right. And I mean, you remember that egregious press conference that President Obama had with Bo Bergdahl's parents.
Parents right there in the Rose Garden. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Just amazing.
And that was such a visual.
Well, all this in light of Trump's reliance on General James Mattis, retired, you know, military veterans, experts. I don't know anybody who does not see this as win-win for everyone.
That's right. And Donald Trump is very smart. He's been criticized for not having military experience himself, but then he was also criticized for selecting so many of America's veterans to be in his cabinet and his top administration positions. But the truth is, these are the people that you want to bring the military back on track after 8 years of our military services and our defense strategy being sidelined. Mm-hmm. These are the people who have the expertise about the military, but they've also been trained in leadership at the taxpayers' expense. So to have them come and serve once again is a win-win, not only for the American people, but also, I would say, for global world order, because we've seen such a conflagration overseas of hotspots where we have led from behind,
exactly,
where we have drawn red lines and not followed through on it. So this is a great promise going forward.
Well, it definitely is lifting, you know, the spirits of many down to the private in the military, as well as our allies that are now looking at leadership coming out of the Beltway here. And many are, you know, they just cannot wait until Donald Trump comes in, because you talk about sending in the cavalry. I mean, to them, they're seeing this as, look, we've got reinforcements on the way and the people that know what they're doing.
Right. And think of these veterans. They had to function under combat stress in a way that most human beings cannot tolerate. They have been trained in critical leading, critical thinking, and they're also able to inspire people to follow them into the most difficult circumstances. So they are excellent, apart from their understanding of the military and what we need to provide this peace through strength deterrent to aggressors on the global stage, but they also just generally have good leadership skills, management skills, and most importantly, they are patriotic, and they have put their lives on the line to defend American values and the American ideals.
And Gail, I know you appreciate they didn't check their brains in at the door. And this is driving the mainstream media nuts. They're just beside themselves because they're looking at every statement and saying, well, that doesn't perfectly line up with Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump has people in there who are, you know, they're mature people. They're leaders. They know what they're talking about. And as he said, he says, I told them, go be themselves. You know, he's not going to be offended if there is a conflict. I mean, he's surrounding himself with capable people, very intelligent, experienced military people who can give him the information he needs to have, which is quite in contrast to what was being reported out of the Obama administration.
Right. And when you think about the media's argument on this, it is quite illogical, because they are simultaneously accusing Donald Trump of being a strong man who is going to just enforce his way over everyone, run ramshackle over everyone. And yet they're also criticizing him that the men and women that he has selected for the UN, for Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, are not party men. They're not yes men. They're not going to just blindly put into action everything he says. And so it's illogical. Which is it?
Well, you know, it's the old definition of, what do you call all of a sudden my brain went, you know, of insanity, is doing the same thing, expecting different results. Well, Donald Trump is doing, you know, the exact opposite. And I think we're all hopeful that the results are definitely going to be different. I think real, if you're honest with yourself, and you can see that the hope that is there, you know, we're encouraged by the signs that we're seeing, aren't we, Gail?
Absolutely. And for his overarching principle to make America great again, it is very exciting to see the team that he is assembling.
Exactly. Thank you, Gail Trotter. Appreciate it.